Sir, returning to the consultation report on patient Maria D. Jacqueline, J-A-C-U-I-N-D-E, reason for consultation, six sinus syndrome, evaluation for pacemaker replacement, history patient is a ...84-year-old female with a history of six sinus syndrome. Status was pacemaker implantation at Mexico in 2012 period. Recent pacemaker integration showed the battery's end of life period. Patient also has chronic atrial fibrillation period. The patient is referred to me for pacemaker replacement period. Current medication, Tamiflu, hydrochlorothiazide, 80-12.5 milligram. Daily, Helicase 5 mg, 2 deaths daily, digoxin 0.25 mg daily period. Allergies, no drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied in recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspar history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis. Neurological now history of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure 136 or 78, pulse 70 to 80, respiration 60 and weight is 173 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1 over 6 systolic murmur, head of the left and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimate, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, 6 sinus syndrome, number 2, atrial fibrillation, number 3, hypertension recommendation. Patient's pacemaker integration showed battery is end of life period. Discuss with the patient and family regarding pacemaker replacement. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sanjay Srivastava. Consultation date is 6/15/22.